This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars
Eller! Every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
I can't even wait. I didn't even want the theme song to end. I wanted to jump in there. Unbelievable, Rick. Good morning. I will tell you this, because I thought it was going to be a coronation and just New York dominating everything. This is genuine. And you know I don't lie. I genuinely feel badly. I was rooting for the Islanders to win last night. I'm sorry about that. I thought we would just be in a great mood. I know that's upsetting to you, but I got to tell you, as upsetting as that is, what a win from the Knicks. Good morning.
Had the Knicks lost, I don't show up. I don't make it. There's no way. There's no way after blowing a 3-0 lead in game two with the Islanders, Knicks lose that game after building up an 8-point lead, that I show up today.
Well, you were this close from not coming to work today then.
I couldn't do it. How could I do it? Barely slept last night. Luckily for Knicks fans, that we found a way to beat those crybaby Sixers.
Yeah, they're a bunch of babies, huh?
Shut your mouths.
Oh, my God. Joel Embiid, we're still going to win the series. All right, Joel, you haven't won a game.
How about pick your head up?
Yeah.
You want to start making proclamations. How about pick your head up?
Yeah. How about look at the person that you're actually talking to? Yeah, and he was really good again last night.
And
so was
Maxey.
Yep. I mean, that's kind of the amazing, beautiful thing, is the Knicks' best player, and you got to give me, last night he was bad.
Our first two games, yeah.
Right. But remember when I said game one he was bad and then people got upset? And they're like, well, it wasn't bad. He just, no. Last night he was actually bad, but made that huge shot that bounced in.
Yep.
And then I don't know what Philadelphia was doing.
Well, here's the thing, right? So that was actually his first made three of the game. And it barely, I mean, that hits the front of the rim, goes in. Great. As far as what happened on that final little sequence, and again, this is who the Knicks are. You know, they fight, they scratch, they claw, whatever it takes, is they try to get the ball in quick. He ends up losing it initially, gets it, and then for some reason, as Nick Nurse is watching this happen, Tyrese Maxey, rather than knowing the situation, hey, got a timeout, let's take it.
Right.
I'm not going to try to make a pass from my side, so ball's loose. By that time, Nick Nurse is trying to call for timeout. No, you don't have possession of the ball. Boom, DiVincenzo. Here's the thing. My first thought was, first, Tyrese Maxey, know the situation, right?
No, that you have a timeout. Take a timeout to begin with.
Okay, it was that. And then the second was, rather than cry about it, why not? How about somebody box Isaiah Hartenstein out? How about that?
You know, it's funny because game one, Robinson was awesome. And Hartenstein, was really not, to be honest with you. Last night, Robinson was not great. Hartenstein was awesome. He was sensational last night.
He was 7-for-7 in the second half.
Oh, it was great. And that final rebound. And you know what it is? This team defines what you want. I don't know. They're not going to win a title. I don't believe that. I don't know that I've ever loved a Knicks team more than this. I mean, those early 90s teams kind of resembled the city as well, the way they played. But this team defines what New York City is. It's wonderful to watch.
Yeah, don't forget, too, the Hartenstein block there at the end on Maxey. You know what? It's those plays, it's that last play, that last sequence where, you know, Knicks need to find a way to get that ball back. They do. They end up ripping it away from Maxey. It was Ducey ripping the ball away from Maxey and laying it up to make it 87-80. It was DiVincenzo down in the scrum ripping the ball away to get it out, to get the ball to Brunson for that three. It's those little plays that by the end of a game have added up. And they end up being the difference because you had another night where your all-star, your all-NBA player was not good.
No, he was actually worse in game two than he was in game one, and he wasn't good in game one.
Yeah, I think my only point yesterday was he good? No, but I also think at the same time that you have to give the other team credit. Because you know going into these
games,
that's
their game plan.
That's their goal.
Yeah, I totally get that. And but last night, you agree he was worse than he was in game one, right?
Well, you got to think about it, man. I mean, they actually, in the fourth quarter, build up that 8-point lead with him on the bench. Right? That was with him on the bench.
Right.
Because Ducey starts cooking, and then they bring him back in once it's 8, and then that's when it started to disappear because Tyrese Maxey in the fourth quarter.
It disappeared quickly. And Maxey, oh, my God. I mean, when he hit the shot to put them up, and then he hit the shot to put them
the deep three?
The three up 5. And I thought that was good defense from the Knicks on that possession.
Right. He hits the deep three. They go up 4. And then Lowry, big miss free throw.
Right, right.
Keeps
so that
5.
Put them up 4. Lowry missed the first, hit the second, right? That put 5. Then the Knicks come down, hit the 3, bounces in, and then, of course, the turnover and the whole scrum. But, you know, you said, and you're right, why didn't they call a timeout when all that was happening, like in the midst of it when they had possession? I was shocked as it was happening before that. Why didn't they just take a timeout?
That would be something that you have to ask Nick Nurse.
I mean, and
we were trying to get it in quick, and then if there was pressure, they would have the timeout and then get the ball.
And there was pressure to begin, like, even though they did get it in, it was dicey from the jump. Like, take a timeout. There was, what, 6.5 seconds left or something like that? No, yeah. it must have been more than that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Right, I agree with that, too. But I'm just saying, like, in that spot, as a player, right, I mean, it's initially dicey. Uh-oh, got possession. Now I'm trapped. Let's call timeout now, right? I have the ball. I have possession. Call timeout now as opposed to, hey, I'm going to go down. And then worst thing you can do, try to make a pass from your side.
Oh.
That's not going to work.
It's so dumb. I mean, you know what? 29, I mean, everything feels to go back to like the mid-90s, right? How many times have we said 94? The Knicks, the Rangers, OJ. I mean, how about 95 when the Knicks had a lead of, what 6 points or whatever it was with 20 seconds left and the whole Reggie Miller game? Like, tell me last night didn't feel like the Reggie Miller game.
Yeah, last night was wild.
It felt exactly like that to me.
Well, last night was going to feel like the conversation today would be completely different, right? You have an 8-point lead, and then that disappears. You end up losing that game, and Brunson plays the way that he played last night.
Yep,
the conversation
would be totally
different.
Right. But instead, it's like, wait, we won again. Like, you won, and your best player played awful, and their two stars were terrific again.
Right, their two stars combined for 69 points.
And Maxey had one. Was a lot better game two than he was in game one.
Right, but your bench didn't give you, like, the couple things that Philly had to clean up going into this game if they wanted to win was they couldn't get torched by the bench. Right, bench had, what, 42 points in the first game.
Right.
So check that.
And then the rebounding margin was, what, 2?
And the rebounding was better.
Right. So they were right there on the glass. And they still lost.
Right. Well, the other problem for them is, and I don't know if this is just a product of, hey, they're on the road and role players play better at home, but their other guys haven't been, like, their bench guys haven't been great. Right? I mean, you're talking about it's the 69 from Maxey and Embiid, and then Tobias Harris had 10. But outside of that, Oubre had 4 points. Kyle Lowry had 8 points. Batum only had 6 points.
He's an old man at this point.
Oh, he had a good game one though.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
I just don't know if this recipe that we have going on right now, where Brunson's not good, that it's sustainable on the road.
Okay, but let me ask you this: do you expect Brunson to just continue to not be good?
I don't know at this point. I don't.
Really?
No,
so,
I
so
don't.
You're already at the point where you're uncertain if Brunson's going to be able to be the guy that we've seen all year.
Did you not fully expect him to bounce back and have a really good game last night?
I did.
Okay, so I guess I still do because I give him the benefit of the doubt that they'll figure this thing out. A couple days now to kind of game plan and figure out what they want to do. He'll work on a shot and everything else. But
right.
I guess my biggest point would be this is at home when your best players don't shoot well or struggle, I think it's easier for the other guys to pick you up. What would make me, what makes me an all-star, all-NBA superstar is now we go on the road. That's when,
I put it on my shoulders.
I can pick those guys up.
Yeah, maybe. But I listen, I've seen too much greatness from Jalen Brunson to have two games where he's subpar to think that he's not going to be able to turn it around. And I don't even think he's not been good, but I think it's more a credit to Philadelphia making him not play well than it is him not playing well. But he has missed some shots where he's made all season long. And plus, they're winning these games. All I need to do, go to Philly and split. That's all I need. Win one of two, come back here, win game 5, and bye-bye, Philadelphia, you bunch of big whiners.
Right. You're not wrong. I mean, they took care of business. You defended home court. I mean, if I were to tell you before the series started that, you know, Jalen Brunson in two games would be 16-55 and only score 46 points and be two for 12 from three, you'd be like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, you thought you'd be 0-2, probably.
I don't know if I like our chances in the first two, but you found a way. Josh Hart, first half, awesome. I mean, that guy played every minute of the second half, game one, every minute of this game. Like, I don't know how do you take him off the floor?
Well, they don't. And not only they don't, how many times have you watched? Like, I didn't even realize it until I looked at the box score after the game that he didn't come out at all. Usually a guy plays 48 minutes and you know it and you feel it. And you're like, oh, God, I hope he can. Like, it feels like Josh Hart could play an hour and 12 minutes. Like, he never looks fatigued, remotely fatigued.
No, when you hear, like, you hear guy's got a great motor. Like, he's the definition of a great motor. Like, he doesn't stop.
Last play of the game, the guy's on the court, you know, kicking it out to Anunoby to keep the play alive.
Yeah, he doesn't stop. You know what was amazing, and this was kind of the feel you got from, I think, even in the first game, is Knicks another slow start. We were talking about this before the show. Maxie hits those, you know, 3 for 3 right away. They're up 9. Is you end up only being down 4 points at halftime. You shot less than 39%.
Yeah.
You actually got out-rebounded, and Jalen Brunson was 4 of 14. And somehow you're only down 4.
Yeah. The Sixers have not done a good job of finishing the Knicks when they've had the opportunity. Because they had the opportunity in game one in the fourth quarter to end that game, and they didn't. And they had the opportunity yesterday to be up big at halftime. And it was the same thing. First quarter, you're down double digits. And I turned to my boys, and I was like, listen, if we could be down 5 or less at the half, it would be a huge win for the Knicks. And they were down 4. So it's the same thing. They're a second-half team. They're a gritty team. They love the pressure moment. And I don't know how you can't love this team. And I'll say this as well. And I know it's always hyperbole and spur of the moment and living in the moment, but I think this is genuinely true. That last night was one of the great wins in the history of this Knicks franchise.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And that was kind of... You know how they say as a team, you search for your identity? It's like you got a chance to, if you weren't someone that watched the Knicks a lot this season, what this team really is, like what their identity is. And, you know, how, like you said it, like this is one of those teams that you can't help but love. Like, because you're also, on top of how hard they work and how gritty they are and everything else, like biggest moments of their season right now, you have contributions from all over the place. Like you mentioned, game one, it was Mitchell Robinson. Game two, especially in that second half, was Isaiah Hartenstein, right? Offensive rebounds, the block on Maxey.
Yep.
7 for 7. Bogey, couple huge threes there to start the fourth quarter. What they've been able to do with Brunson off the floor. Like, all these different things that end up, you know, again, like, adding up, right, stacking together to get you this big win.
Yeah.
Between this and then watching the Islanders last night, I was spent.
And it was at the same time.
Spent.
It's like the sports gods are like, all right, we're going to give one of these teams a great run, but by giving one of these teams a great run, we have to bury the other team. Like, I'm not exaggerating. It was at the exact same time the Knicks had their comeback that the Islanders were completely falling apart.
Right. Yeah, that felt like only a matter of time, though. I hate to even say it, but that felt like a matter of time.
Tell me if you agree with this. I thought when the fourth goal from the Islanders was overturned.
The high stick.
I was like, you know what? Yeah. That's a shame. Because I think that would have kind of settled things and back up two goals and not a ton of time left. But when that was not counted, and it shouldn't have been, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be tough.
Well, I mean, right. I mean, your penalty kill stinks and you keep taking penalties, right? So they end up getting a power play goal. And then you had five shots in the last two periods.
Shots in the last two periods. How long did it take you to get a shot in the game?
Well, yeah. I mean, between that.
I don't know that I've ever seen a team take longer to start a game to get a shot on goal than the Islanders last night.
And then you went over 30 minutes before. I mean, you had one shot in over 30 minutes to finish it.
Yeah.
That's not.
No, they were not trying to finish that game. They're trying to hold on to that game.
For dear life.
Yeah. And they tried and they couldn't. We all know that breakfast is a very important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that they just don't offer any breakfast. You know what happens then? You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely, and we've all been there. But if you book a room by La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Brightside breakfasts featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, waffles, and really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh, hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
by the way. Beautiful read, by the way.
Thank you.
That the end of that game is on Nick Nurse, by the way.
For what? For not taking it.
Well,
time
as you're doing, as you put your head down to do the read, they're showing that last sequence again.
Right.
So you asked me earlier, why didn't he call a timeout? As you know, as they struggled initially to get that ball in, he's sitting there on the verge of taking a timeout.
Yeah, but sees, he wouldn't pull the trigger. Right?
Didn't pull the trigger. Sees Maxie has the ball, and then okay, no timeout. We have the ball. Loses it, and then waits all the way until Maxie is on the ground trying to make the pass before he actually tries to hammer the timeout. Like, you gotta either you gotta make a call there. Coach has to decide, okay, don't like how this looks, let's bang the timeout, or player has to know once he gets in a spot like that, possession, I'm in trouble, let's call a timeout.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break, we're gonna come back, we're gonna listen to the whiner Nick Nurse claiming he was taking a timeout, but it's not true, because I actually saw the play like lined up next to his reactions, and he was never trying to take a timeout. But he whined about it. We'll hear from him claiming he took a timeout. 1-800-919-3776. Brutal loss from the Yankees. Tough loss from the Mets. Brutal loss from the Islanders. Field Yates going to join us at 8:45 this morning to talk a little rumors and rumblings and NFL draft as well. 1-800-919-3776. If you don't want to call today and get involved in the just the greatness of what happened last night, then you're not a Knicks fan. 1-800-919-3776. Oh, you know what? I just realized today's also CMT Tuesday. It's all happening.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any shots, go to njdiet.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. I got to be honest, Ray. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't. What is this song? I'm not familiar with it, and I probably should be.
It's called I'm From New York.
Okay.
It's by Ja Rule.
There you go.
It's a big hit in the Knicks locker room.
Yeah, but why should you probably be familiar with the song?
Well, no, I thought
I can't.
The day Josh Hart was traded to the Knicks, he posted a video of himself on Instagram in the car singing along to this song.
I knew that there was some deep meaning because that's the way Ray works, and I was listening for it, and I was like, okay, I thought like it was gonna hit me that I would know why, and I never knew, and I wanted to ask that because I knew there was a reason for it. I don't think anybody was wrong,
right? But I'm just saying, in fairness to you, with the amount of other things, you know, where guys went to school,
right?
Specific Giants plays. I can't imagine that like you'd be rolling through X or whatever, and you see the video of Josh Hart, and remember this is the song from it.
Well, that's why I asked Ray.
Right.
That's exactly why I asked Ray. But by the way, I came to your defense. Not very nice of Jordan Renan.
Well, he's not wrong.
Maybe he says, Rick, are you dying?
Yeah, he should have heard me yesterday.
But that's not nice. I mean, you're under the weather. And then he jumps to me. He's like, Dave, and you make him do the reads? Why do you do the reads? These are reads that are for Rick specific.
I'm the conductor.
These are clients that are saying, we want Rick and Rick only to read for our company.
Even when he sounds like this. Because we want to be known as a company that battles, fights. I'm not going to just quit.
You know what you are? You're the Knicks.
Although this is trying. Whatever I had is trying to make me quit. It's trying to make me tap out.
Now, do you sound awful and feel awful, or do you sound worse than you feel?
Both.
You feel terrible.
Terrible.
Ugh. Still, huh?
And it's for some reason, it's like working its way down from the eyes.
Getting now, more into the chest now?
Throat, chest. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Ugh, that's unfortunate. Well, at least the next one.
That's, listen, I told you, if what happened with the Islanders and then the Knicks lost that game, been tough sledding today.
This is a great email from Nick Jacobs. This is good. Nick, this is great on you. Here we go. An entire show of Knicks talk, as usual, being forced to listen to you guys talk about how great they are. You'll take 10 callers that want to talk Knicks and think this was a vast majority of what we want to hear. Let me help you out. Most of us don't care. Listen, Nick, if you are not, if you're doing a sports talk show in New York this morning and you're not 80% Knicks, why did you even ever get into the business?
Did you hear that, Rick?
What?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
It sounded like something was about to come out there.
Yeah. He was close.
What?
He's a pro, though.
You're a pro.
Sounded like you may have had a slip-up. We would have had
I didn't know. Well, you thought I was going to...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's totally understandable. I don't know at this point today, after that win, what you'd want to talk about. The Yankees can't hit.
Yeah, the closer on the A's?
Islanders blew a 3-goal lead. I mean, what do you want to talk about?
Pete Alonso hit a solo homer last night. Really got around on that one.
I mean, Nick does not offer what he wants to talk about, by the way. Doesn't offer.
Yeah. You know, it's a great point. Nick, we shouldn't be talking Knicks, because why would we be? What should we be talking about? Listen, Nick, if you are not.
you didn't catch that?
I didn't.
There was something that happened during Omar's call yesterday, too, that made me laugh out loud. And I was going to have it. We just kept going, and I wanted you to actually isolate it and stop because it was hilarious.
What did he say?
It wasn't how
it was
wasn't
right up at the end of the show, though, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't what he said. It was how like he was in, like he had himself so worked up into a frenzy, and then you said something, and he's like it completely stopped, and he's like, really? and then it was hilarious.
That's funny. All right, let's get to the people. Sorry, Nick. I'm sorry. We're going to be talking Knicks today, and I apologize, because why would we be? 1-800-919-3776. I bet you everybody. I mean, you wake up, if you're a Knicks fan, if you're a moderately a Knicks fan, you wake up this morning, and it's the only thing on your mind. Did you hear Santiago say he couldn't sleep last night? He was so wired from being at that game?
I don't know how you could. Like, that's one of those ones, man, especially, I mean, you're fully involved. He's like, I mean, he works
right. He's
every
there.
Single one of his games.
Can I tell you, when Dante hit that shot, like we were dead in there. Like, you know, I wait down court level because I coordinate a walk-off interview. And, you know, I'm just waiting to see what happens. And, like, the second three-pointer went in, I must have, like, accidentally punched the barricade because I have, like, a bruise on my knuckle. And
I'm glad you didn't turn and slug the person next to you.
but I feel like I was hugging random people.
That's what happens.
Like, it was crazy.
That's exactly what happens. Is it just it's a coronation, and it's like you feel like these are your friends from childhood. Like it's amazing to be at this. It's one common theme for everyone there is that they're all rooting for their team, and when good things happen, they feel connected, and when bad things happen, they kind of hang their heads in unison.
It's the best part of going to one of these events.
Yes. We'll hear from Dante DiVincenzo. Oh, who did I promise? I said we're going to hear from Nick Nurse, right? Ray, do me a favor. Get that Nick Nurse. Is that ready to go? Of him wanting, here's Nick Nurse claiming. He's a big liar because he watched the video next to the play, and he was never trying to, but he claims he was trying to get a timeout there.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. Went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started. And, yeah, I mean, I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention. But needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
It didn't say anything to you or an explanation?
Mm-mm. There was no time to talk about it. Matt, you can ask him if you want to. See if he saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure, and I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
He's lying.
No, you were sitting there because if the ball didn't get into Maxie, you were going to call timeout. But you saw it did get into Maxie,
right,
so you took your hands down.
And you stopped with that. And he was in like timeout position where he was like one quick move away from getting the timeout, but he never took the timeout.
No. He didn't fully bang out the tee. He was sitting there. He wanted it.
Right.
He's like, no, good.
He had like the hands were like here, right? Like they're separated. He's ready to go, but he never went there.
No, they were kind of actually. They weren't even like. It was almost like he had the top of the tee and the bottom of the tee, but wasn't ready to just really put them together. Ball comes in. Okay, good. Uh oh. All right, we got some problems here. And then by the time Mackie decided to, for whatever reason, make the pass sideways on his on his side. That's when.
Not sure what I have to do. You know what? Here's the thing. They're a bunch of whining babies. They're exactly as I anticipated they would be.
Right. You could tell the entire game, too, when Embiid was frustrated. And that's
He played a good game.
He did play a good game, but with the physicality stuff, like some of the stuff that he did, right? Like some of the unnecessary stuff that he did that, was being done to him, he was complaining about. Even that one play where it was Hartenstein ends up picking the. Embiid actually makes a great shot there with the shot clock ticking down. He gets the and one, but as he gets the ball, Hartenstein kind of gives him a little bit of a shoulder, and he looks up like, "Come on, man! Like, what are we doing?" It's like just
he had to play, and I actually thought it was at least quasi dirty. Where who was it that ran into him? Was it Hart that ran into him?
Or he extended his arms?
Yeah, and they replayed it and they determined that it was nothing. But I thought it was a dirty ish play. I didn't like that play.
Right. So I mean, it's the playoffs. I actually think that the Knicks should be more physical with Embiid.
I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. The Knicks are tougher than Philadelphia. They're scrappier than Philadelphia. And in the bigger moments, I trust the Knicks way more than I do Philadelphia.
All right. Here's the other reason why this win was so important. Right. I mean, it's a cliche, but I mean, there's cliches exist for a reason. Series doesn't start until the home team loses a game.
Sure.
So that was the opportunity where home team loses a game 1-1. And on top of that, now you have the couple extra days where Embiid can rest up. Right. Like he's definitely limited. You can see him limping around at times, but I mean, even limited, he still goes for 34 points. Yeah, they win that game. They feel great because they split exactly what they were hoping to do, and now their best, Embiid has a couple extra days before the next one.
Yeah, no, it plays out well for them. The good thing for us is we're up 2-0, and all we have to do is win 1 of 2. In Philadelphia. All right, we will get to your calls. Line them up. We will get to each and every one of them. 1-800-919-3776. It's the Knicks' revenge for the Reggie Miller game, and we discuss it next on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm going to battle right through this, Renan. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made in the Suns' T-Wolves or over-under point totals for Pacers-Bucks, first basket scorer in Mavs-Clippers, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'd say sing it with me, but I know you can't.
Well, I could sing it.
No. What a song.
Where's our version? Santi, where's our version? This is one of our best. This was one of our best show songs ever.
This is our best we've ever had. Hang on. We've ever done.
We are New York, and we love basketball. We're going to take it all, because we're the New York Knicks.
That's unbelievable.
I don't know how we top it. That's probably as good as it gets.
That should have been on our last tour. Like, all right, New York, this is it. It'll be the last time you get to hear from us, and that would be that.
Yeah, that would be like if we did a special. That would be how we finish the special, and then for whatever reason, they would cut to the local news as we're trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, of course. Right in the middle. Like Billy Joel on the other night. I get you. 1-800-919-3776. Zach Wilson is dealt. We'll get to that as well. I promise we'll get to all of it. But you know where we're starting. And we go to the voice of the city, Marv in the Bronx. Good morning, Marvin.
First of all, guys, thank you for the great compliment. And I will see you guys on May the 2nd. I'll have a gift for both of you. And second of all, happy Passover to you, Dave.
Thank you.
And I've been watching the Knicks since 1967. I can remember the 18th straight game when they won in Cincinnati, the game in the 70s when they set the Bucks down and scored 19 straight points with Oscar and Kareem in that game. But that game last night, I will go to my grave remembering that. I couldn't sleep. I've been up all night. It just blew me away. And when Mike Breen said, "The Garden is rocking," I said, whoa. It brought me, it took me back in time. But the shot that Bronson made reminded me of the, you guys probably weren't even born yet, the Sam Jones shot that he took against the Lakers in 69 where it hit the rim and it dropped in. That was reminiscent of that. But I'm just, adrenaline is still flowing in me about that game.
Well, I don't think you're alone. Thanks for the call, Marv. We look forward to seeing you next week. I don't think you're alone. I mean, it was one of those games. If you're a lunatic like me, that every game that's played you put in the back of your mental Rolodex and you remember it, then yes. But most people are not like that, and you remember the big ones, the games that just moved the needle. Last night was one of those games. It was a special night at the Garden.
It was a special night, and it was. I mean, that's a huge win.
Huge win.
That's a huge win. I mean, we'll see how the series ends up going. But if, you know, God forbid they lose that game, like I said, before we went to break, and it's 1-1 now. I mean, Sixers feel great about what they've done in New York, right? We want to split. Not to mention the fact that we've slowed down. I mean, if you want to say slowed down, I mean, he hasn't played well in the first two games, and now we go home a couple extra days. Joel get some extra rest here, and now we take care of our home court.
Right. Yeah. And if you're 1-1 and then they win one or even both of their games, like now you're talking about a long series.
Right.
You can still see a way that the Knicks can wrap this series up. I mean, really, go there, win one of two, come home, win game five, and let's be done with this team.
Here's the thing, though. Think about this, though. Right. We spent all this time after game one talking about how, we looked at it as a positive. Right. I mean, Joel Embiid looked really good in the first quarter, kind of felt like you're getting rope-a-doped. You know, him and Maxey have good games. Jalen Brunson did not play well, and we still found a way to win. Had we lost last night, now Sixers, their mindset goes, we took care of business, we did what we expect, what we intended to do, which was split, and on top of that, we have the answer to Jalen Brunson, and Joel Embiid, our two best players, are playing great.
We would be singing a very different tune right now, and I think we would be taking very different phone calls right now. It would be more of the, oh God, they've solved what we do, they came into our home, and they... maybe could be up 2-0. They're 1-1. They have home court, a very different tune. But you know what? Fortunately, that singer's not here today, and the Knicks are up 2-0. Singer is here today.
All right, so let's take more calls and let's celebrate.
Joel Embiid. We heard Nick Nurse whining. It's time for Joel Embiid. Still saying, without looking at anybody, but still saying, we're going to win this series.
I know, so, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. You know, we're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
Okay. All right, Joel. You're the better team that's down 2-0.
Yeah, I don't think they're the better team.
No, they're not the better team.
I mean, they have two players that are playing better than our best player.
And they're still losing.
Right, because I think we're the better team.
We are the better team. As far as top to bottom, who's the better team? I don't even think it's close.
Right, their two stars have played really well. Ours hasn't.
Their two stars are playing like stars. Our star is not playing the way he's played all season long.
Right, so now they have to try to win 4 of the next 5.
Now, Bauer?
Yes, Steve?
Did you do some work yesterday on the pregame party promo?
I did.
Okay, so you're ready to do that with me today.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right.
You ready to chop it up?
Oh, hell yeah.
You little lumberjack. You little brawny man.
Yeah.
You got to explain why. I take it this is about my flannel shirt today.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going with the spring flannel, huh?
Yeah, it's cold out this morning. It's like 40 degrees.
Should Bauer grow a mustache like the old brawny guy?
I wish he would.
I like that guy.
Maybe that changes my opinion of him right now. Because right now I think he's a hack.
Really? Oh, yeah. No. Well, because he's rooting for the opposition.
Yeah. Hack-a-doodle-doo is what he is. And I don't like it.
I think I'm just speaking the truth here, Rick.
No. See, you don't know the truth. Because you wait till you see what happens on May the 5th. Okay? You'll be singing a whole different tune, and then you're going to regret your words. Because guess what? Now, when RJ's off, maybe there's a different person in the seat.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's right. Maybe we request someone else.
Listen, all I'm saying is if you prove me wrong, I will sing your praises. I will take back everything I say.
It's not even that you think they're going to win. That's your opinion. I think you're wrong, but that's your opinion. It's the fact you're rooting for them to win.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So what is that about?
Listen, I root for who I think is going to win in this matchup.
So that's all you do? Because, so you're that kind of a fan?
Listen, no. Here's the thing.
You'd have rooted for 1980 Russia. Right?
Okay, well, that's...
I mean, the Herbert speech, you'd be like, well, I think Russia's going to win. So, I mean, Tretiak's just a better goaltender, so I'll root for them. Come on, Bauer!
Okay, you're taking that too far. Listen,
no, I'm not.
I respect all of you guys equally. So, in this matchup, I'm going to be rooting for who I think will win here. Pure and simple.
Well, listen, you planted your flag, okay? So just remember that. Remember that.
Now, if we win, I don't want any like revisionist. Well, I was really hoping you guys wouldn't. No, you go down with that ship.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
And then you book guests all day long. Guest your face off. Okay.
And who would you want booked?
No, I don't want any guests for us. I'm not talking about our show. We have our guests. We like to keep it light on the guests. You know what I'm talking about. So you go root for that team. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
Book for them. Wow, you're nasty. Huh?
Yeah, he is a nasty little lumberjack.
You really you have some animosity, Bauer, huh?
How about this, Bauer? If we win, okay, if my voice doesn't crack, if we win, you want to sing our praises? We win, you have to sing a full song for us.
Yes.
A full song. Is that even allowed? Like,
yes.
Why regulations?
Yes, why, start why to not? Finish. How about you make your own song up?
How about this? We win, you write an ode to Rick and Dave and sing it on the air.
Yep.
I write an ode. You know what? I like this.
Yes.
I like this idea.
Yes. All right.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Deal.
Okay.
And now when you lose, you have to apologize to me for ultimately knowing the truth the entire time and you guys being wrong.
Fair.
Not only will we apologize, you will be the full-time go-to guy if anyone on the
right.
It'll
now lock you in.
It's perfect. I think we got the bet, boys.
And if we win, you now need to refer to me every time you address me as sir.
So it's like you're knighted, essentially.
Right, exactly that. Like, we win, and then I'm like, hey, Bauer, do me a favor. Can you grab that phone call? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Dave, sir.
Yeah. Bauer, do me a favor. Can you book Field Yates for 8:45? Yes, sir. Okay.
I don't know how long that'll last, but I'll agree.
All right. Let's go to Fred in Fresh Meadows, who's going to be in a great mood. Hi, Fred.
You know, I'm older than Marv, and I have to tell you, this game ranks with among the greatest games I've ever seen. And by the way, April 22nd is a significant date in Knicks history. In 1973, on Easter Sunday, and I was there, the Knicks rallied from 16 points down in the fourth quarter against the Celtics and won in double overtime. And this is before the three-point shot. And I can tell you, over 50 years later, how thrilling that was. And the people who were there last night will absolutely remember that 50 years from now, because that's how great that game was. But I have a question for both of you. I'd like to hear your opinion. Mm-hmm. Do you think Joel Embiid's witnessing this last night, and if the Sixers go on to lose this series, this will somehow impact his thinking about forcing his way off the Sixers and coming to New York, because he'd like to experience that?
I think it's a great question, and thanks for the call. I think if you're Philadelphia, how can you – if you did decide to trade him, how could you possibly trade him to the Knicks?
Well, the other thing with Joel Embiid, man, is, I mean, he's always hurt.
Always hurt.
It feels like this time of the season, which is the most important time of the season, he's always got something going on that limits – I mean – now,
but it was this way at Kansas. It's this way in the NBA. Like, it's always something with Joel Embiid.
Right. And when you're his size, it's tough, man.
And you would figure the older he gets, he's not going to become a better version of himself.
Like, what are the chances? I mean, everyone's goal is to win a championship here, right? And you know how hard, you know, how long and hard that road is. Like, what does he look like by the conference finals at this point?
Yeah, by June?
Right. Like, I mean, you see him limping around. Seriously, like, you hard-fought series, they go seven. And now all of a sudden you're in the second round, got to get through that, and then to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
A long road.
It's a great – so I think there's two things here, really. As great – and he's great. So don't get us wrong. He's great. But if you're Philadelphia and he walks into the front office and says, I want out, how could you possibly trade him to the Knicks would be my first thought. And your second is, and you're right, as great as he is that who you want? Because he's always, always hurt.
Yeah, you just – I mean, you can't – you can't argue how good he is. And he very likely, had he stayed healthy this season, probably wins the MVP in back-to-back seasons. But, I mean, the guy has dealt with, you mentioned it, Kansas, how much time he missed when he first was first drafted. And now
didn't
it just seems
like...
Did he
miss a full year?
Yeah.
And then won Rookie of the Year in his like kind of second-ish year. Was that him?
Yeah, he's a big guy that just can't stay, is having a hard time staying healthy.
Yeah, it's a shame, actually. I mean, not for me in this series, but it's a shame to have such greatness not consistently on display. Ryan in the Bronx. Good morning, Ryan.
What's the deal, boys? What's going on?
What's going on? I mean, the Knicks just had one of the great wins in franchise history. That's what's going on.
Baby, listen, let me tell you something. I was trying to think about how to describe the Knicks, right? And I'm thinking about it, and it's very simple. Dogs. Just dirty dogs. The way they've been playing all year long made it perfect for this last, for that last minute and a half. When they played that minute and a half, that was big basketball all year long. You have Brunson, dog. Daddy DiVincenzo, dirty dog. OG, defensive dog. What are you going to do with these Knicks? We're so dirty that we have Nick Nurse crying on a microphone, lying to the national television, saying that he was trying to call for a timeout. They just packed it in right now, bro. Fired up.
I don't know how you couldn't be fired up. I find it so amazing that Nick Nurse, you think he really believes he was calling a timeout?
In his mind, or he's going to talk himself. I mean, what do they say? If you tell a lie for long enough, it's the truth.
Right. But all he has to do is watch the video of the game next to, you know, a video of what he's doing. He was not trying to call timeout.
Oh, he thought about it.
He was close to calling. In his mind, he might have thought he was calling timeout.
Right. But this is what you're going to sell to your team, though, as a coach. You messed up. You're probably not going to tell them that you messed up. You're going to say the referees messed up. We've been the better team. We've shut down Jalen Brunson, and the referees stole this one from us.
Okay, sure.
I'm just saying, like, that's what you would try to sell.
Yeah, if you can sell that. But his team's not morons. Like, I'm sure they can watch the video that shows that he was not trying to call timeout.
You know what the best word to describe this Knicks team is? Team. This is they are the definition of a team.
They really are. They're
like
tough.
All the things that you hear from every coach as you grow up, I don't care. I'm not even saying professional level. Right, everyone find a role, star in your role, all these things that you need to do. You know, one guy struggles, someone else picks them up. How close you have to be in a locker room, relationships, like that's who this team is.
They really are. They're tough, they're hard-nosed, they represent the city very, very well. All right, Bauer, let's see what you're made of here. The second annual DPHO and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on
Thursday, May 2nd.
That's nice. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at
6 a.m.
from
Publicans.
Where's that?
That's in Manhasset.
Yeah, it's just steps away from the Manhasset train station, and then you jump on the...
You take the train to Citi Field.
Yeah, well, this is your first kind of misstep. It's the LIRR, where after the show, the crew is going to take the train right to Citi Field. What time's the game, Bauer?
It's going to be a 110 vehicle.
You may not know this exactly, so I'll fill in this blank. We're going to walk into the game around 12:50 because I have some issues and I'm neurotic. Who's the game being played against?
The Chicago Baby Bears.
Oh, very nice. You did listen. Where we'll be sitting in section?
129.
It's the pregame party on Thursday. When is that?
That's May 2nd again.
Right. Brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy, please.
Zing Zang.
Responsibly. Bauer, I got to tell you, that was good. You did very well.
I'm pretty proud of us there, Dave.
Yeah. I think you should be proud of you. You did a nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. All right, to the calls we go. Teddy Babylon. Good morning, Teddy.
What a win there, fellas, huh?
Unbelievable.
What a win. I love the way this team is playing basketball. They just don't stop until the last second. It's great to see. I really want to see some more offense. I really think we need to put together 120-point games here and there. I don't think 100 points is gonna cut it for the rest of the playoffs.
Right. But, so where are you getting the scoring from, though? If Jalen Brunson struggles, where are you getting the scoring from?
Got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Teddy, in order for the Knicks to get to where you want to get to, Brunson's going to have to be better.
And he will. I got confidence in him. Mm-hmm. He's shown it all. I mean, have a couple off games. This is first big playoff spot for him.
Yeah, I don't know that I would actually say that. I think last year was a pretty big playoff spot. I also think that's
where this team is now, I think, is a little bigger.
I don't know. I think last year's second round against Miami was a pretty big playoff spot. I thought
right, especially after you had home court and Milwaukee just got knocked off by Miami.
Right,
that's a pretty big spot.
And let's be fair, he was phenomenal in that series.
But the big worry that we've had, and I know you guys said it, was the rebounding, and I think we're taking a toll on Philly right now.
No, the Knicks, thanks for the call. They crushed them in game one off the glass. I don't think it was a worry. Was much better.
I don't think it was a worry for Philly, not us.
Right, why would we be worried?
No, we destroyed them in game one.
I mean, the Knicks, I mean, this with how they beat Cleveland last year, or they crushed them in game one. No, it's Philadelphia's concern, not the Knicks' concern. Knicks are a great rebounding team.
The Sixers pretty much did everything they set out to do last night.
And still lost. Well, because they blew the game. Could you imagine what Philly Sports Talk about? I wish I could be listening to Philly Sports Talk right now.
I bet you can at some point. Not right now. I'm saying when the show's over. I bet you can.
Listen. If you want to get into some Schadenfreude later, I would highly suggest Philly Sports Talk.
You know what maybe I'll do?
How about this? How about live on the air we call a Philly Sports Station?
I was going to say, maybe this afternoon later, you know, I just call in and say, like, you know why we lost? Because we suck. That's why we lost. Because we're soft.
See, the problem is they'd probably agree with you.
Yeah, that could be
true. That's the Philly mentality. They'd probably agree with you.
Yeah, but if we call the Philly station live on the air, they're not going to put us right on the air, Rick. We're going to have to go through the screening process
No, I'm saying we call. Raymond, right. I'm not saying we call. Like, we're saying we're going to call live. Raymond dials, and then he does all the legwork. Then once they put us on, boom, he kicks it live.
And then he pots us up?
Yeah, I'm not saying we sit there on hold and wait.
Or maybe we call, and then we on the air, we go through the screening process with the people listening. Like, yeah, you're listening to whatever station. We're like, yeah, we'd like to get on the air and talk about the 76ers collapse last night.
That could be disastrous.
Right? Like, oh, yeah, that was awful, guys. Yeah, well, we think the Sixers suck, and Nick Nurse sucks, and Embiid is soft. We'd like to get right on the air.
No, I don't think. No. Listen, I don't think that's what we say.
I do.
That's the type of thing you wait till the series is over to do. I don't know if you want to do it up to nothing, but
I would like to.
Yes, I can see that.
You don't talk for me. I would like to do that.
You saw his text message last night.
That's right.
He's not wrong.
Bleep the Sixers. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even say bleep the Sixers. It was bleep them. That was it.
Yeah,
bleep them.
Knicks in five, he said.
Because I told you before the series, Knicks in five. I told you I'm not scared of Philadelphia, and I stand by it more now than I did even before the series was starting. The Knicks are the better basketball team.
Okay. Yeah, listen. I mean,
Joel Embiid doesn't say so.
There are a couple concerns, though.
That, you know what? You can be concerned, but you're still up 2-0. Brian in Westchester. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. I grew up watching Ewing and Sprewell in Houston, and those were fantastic times. And then 2000 hit, and the Knicks sucked, and I stopped paying attention, no thanks to James Dolan. And I listen to you guys every day during football season, and typically the week after the Super Bowl, I stop listening because there's not much else for you guys to talk about. And this year has been totally different. I've listened every day up until today. I watched the game last night, the first game I've watched all season. It's only because of the way you guys have covered the Knicks this season that I'm even in the fold as a fan right now. And the Knicks owe you guys a service for helping keep fans engaged and carrying the flag along. And also, what a boost for your business having all the New York teams be good again.
That's amazing.
Must be so fun.
It's awesome. It really is. I mean, there are days, and again, I don't. Thanks for the call. I don't want to sound like a baby, but there are days when you wake up and what we do the middle of the night, and you drag yourself in, and you're like, all right, what are we going to talk about today? And I always love doing the show, but some days are it's hard to do shows because there's not a lot of content. This is not one of those times.
Buddy, what? During the pandemic, we did shows with nothing on but KBO Baseball in The Last Dance.
KBO Baseball took months to even start. Months.
Right. We've talked. I mean, those are my favorite shows. Actually, my least favorite shows are when teams are bad and you spend 4 hours crushing everybody and it's just negativity all day, every day.
That's right. But this is easy and it's a pleasure. Yeah, no, we went from, what do we go from March the 12th, which is actually my birthday, right? Mid-March to when?
I can't even.
To August?
Yeah, I can't even tell you how long it was.
Oh, my. I think at least August with no sports going on.
Nothing.
You know when you go through something and then you forget how awful and difficult it was? We went 6 months with no sports.
I'll tell you what, and it's funny because it feels like so long ago that whole thing happened. The time, for whatever reason, I go back and remember it the most is when I'm at the grocery store. Because I used to love grocery shopping. It was like one of my favorite, like I loved it. And then once the pandemic hit, like trying to go to the grocery store was like, it was a chore, right?
Yeah.
And now like just, you know, freely walking around, taking my time, like, oh, this is, you know what? This is really nice.
It's back, huh?
It's really nice.
Matt, congratulations. Tim McGraw is coming to UBS Arena on Thursday, May 9th. Keep it locked into this show today for your chance to score tickets. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 55 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.